Chapter 12. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. They said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only with Moses? Hasn't he spoken also with us?" The Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, above all the men who were on the surface of the earth. The Lord spoke suddenly to Moses and to Aaron and to Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting." They three came out. The Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. He said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak with him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even manifestly, and not in dark speeches. And the form of the Lord shall he see. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" The anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. The cloud removed from over the tent, and behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron looked at Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, please don't lay sin on us, for that we have done foolishly, and for that we have sinned. Let her not, I pray, be as one of the dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." Moses cried to the Lord, saying, "Heal her, Lord, I beseech you." The Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, shouldn't she be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and after that she shall be brought in again." Miriam was shut up outside of the camp 7 days, and the people didn't travel until Miriam was brought in again. Afterward, the people traveled from Hazeroth and encamped in the wilderness of Paran.